Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix.
And we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
What's up?
Good morning. Welcome to The Waking Point.
The Waking Point. Hashtag Waking Point. Go hit our Twitter. We just sent that out on a hashtag. Get it trending, because that's genius, and we're all proud of ourselves.
Yeah, if you guys don't get it, we're The Breaking Point.
But it's in the morning, so it's The Waking Point. It's hilarious.
We're really funny. We try out here.
So that last song we played, Another One Bites the Dust, I looked up the lyrics and I never realized, like, I've never actually listened to the lyrics before, but it's about a gunfight. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
that. Another One Bites the Dust?
You know, like, when he's like, at the end of every verse, he's like, out of the doorway to blows. I thought that was like a magic, like, incantation or something. I don't know what he was saying, but I was like, dang, he's casting some spells on somebody. It was
Matt.
Freaking me out.
Oh, Matt.
It would always freak me out.
Matt. All right, we're just going to go to the first story.
Okay.
So apparently, there is a new species of apes.
Explain.
So basically, there are 7 main categories of apes. However, they just discovered a new species of apes where there's only 800 of these apes remaining. And basically what they're saying is that these apes have adapted to become a completely different type of species.
So why are they saying it's only 800 remaining when we just discovered them?
Because that's the question. Like, I don't understand how there are so few. I think that they recently split off.
Okay.
And they recently became a new species.
So then it's not really remaining. It's like there's 800. And they're like, are they like making, are they repopulating? Are they getting bigger? Okay.
This should be.
Apparently apes have calls, right? I guess that makes sense. They can like talk to each other. So the difference between these guys and the other guys is that their calls are different. Like, their males are a deeper call to attract their same species. So they're not trying to be like calling over like a silverback gorilla. That's not an ape.
That'd be weird.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, get over here if you're in my species.
So like, but these 800 so they call just these specific 800 individuals.
Yeah, it's like a huge conference call.
That'd be pretty cool.
You're just chilling in the forest, and they're like, you hear like Dave. He goes, "Hey, everybody!" And everyone just like runs over, and they have a big conference call.
Could you imagine if like humans could do that? If I could just call with my voice. Well, I mean,
I was gonna say you have a phone.
Yeah, true.
And you can yell.
True.
And you're like, "Hey, everybody, come look at this!" And then like literally all 5,000 students at Carmel would come and look at you.
The thing, Matt. Kyrie Irving never, so he had the interview where he was like, well, the earth is flat, but then he went back and said that, oh, maybe I'm just using that as an analogy, saying that people can think whatever they want. And so I think that he just didn't mean that.
No, I think he 100% means it.
I think I've converted back to being a round earth believer.
You're a terrible person. I'm a flat earther 100% through and through. My parents hate that. My parents, like, I get home and my mom's like, the earth's not flat. I'm like, yes, it is, mom.
Well, okay. So here's my thing. You have a belief that the earth is flat because there's, quote, no way of proving that the earth is round.
Right. My physics teacher said so.
But your physics teacher told you?
Well, he was like, I forget what it was. It was like, if you can't prove something, then you can believe it or something. Like something like not legit, but it was like a joke. He said it in passing, but I believe him.
Who's your physics teacher?
Mr. Hankins.
Oh, Mr. Hankins. What a guy. You know what's a really good way to see whether or not the earth is round?
What?
From a plane.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
What if like you're looking out of a plane window, and so you know how GoPros make everything look like the, like a sphere?
Yeah.
What if it's just a big GoPro?
You telling me
and
that
every
time
window
I get up on a plane, I'm looking through a GoPro?
There's a GoPro on the side of the plane, and then your window's a projection.
So wait, how do I get from a place to a place?
With a plane?
But
No. I'm saying that the plane's regular.
Yeah.
But your windows project a GoPro video that makes the earth look round.
To cover up the fact that the earth is
flat.
So that means now that we have the airlines in on with the government.
Yes. The airlines and the government are lying to us about the flatness of Earth.
What?
Earth is flat. 100%.
What?
No doubt.
What?
Earth is flat.
Well, in other plane news,
yes.
They had this woman caused on her own a disruption so much that they had to make a stop in the middle of a flight. I think it was to India.
Okay.
And so what happened was, while her husband was sleeping next to her, she took his phone and caught him. She went on to the text messages.
I heard
and
about
caught
this.
That he was cheating.
So you know how she opened the phone?
Yeah.
So her husband was asleep, and she took his finger and used it on the finger scanner on his iPhone, and pulled it up and went to his messages from there.
Oh my gosh!
Like, that's so sneaky.
That's super sneaky.
I don't know why you would be married to somebody who would do that to you.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be like 100% like transparency.
For sure. You know? I agree.
So it's like, you shouldn't have anything to hide, and you shouldn't have to snoop through their phone.
My thing is, though, that you're not supposed to use your phones on a plane.
That's not okay. So you can't use the cellular data on it, right?
Yeah.
But they're starting to have Wi-Fi on planes, so you can use that. And also, you don't need Wi-Fi or connection to see messages.
Can you text through the Wi-Fi on a plane?
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm not sure.
I was told not to do that.
Okay, well, probably not then. But I think I've been told if you switch on airplane mode, and then you can like connect to the Wi-Fi and do other stuff on it.
But I see.
But you can go through messages without connection, you know?
That's true.
And she was looking at like past messages.
Could you imagine the other passengers in the plane, though, when like the wife was like super angry and you were just sitting there and you're just like, what the heck is happening?
I'm just like imagining this, like I'm in the back row and they're like in the middle, and then you just see this lady all of a sudden like pop up in the middle of the flight, and she's like yelling these all these arm gestures at her husband, and like you're just like, oh, something's not right. Your connecting flight is someone's direct flight.
It's because so, it's like, a government conspiracy to cover up the fact that the world is round.
That's true. No, but like I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make any sense. Your connecting flight could be someone's direct flight. So why is the direct flight playing more? They could just say they're doing a connecting flight and then cancel the second ticket.
No idea. I think look that up. That's
all right. I'll look it up at this break.
That's super weird. I don't. Airlines.
Man.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break. This song is "Paper Planes" by Street Sweeper Social Club. I've never heard this song.
I haven't either.
I just like that it had planes in it. So yeah. Stay tuned. Woo!
It's The Breaking Point on WHJE.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Estelle.
Hey, that's me.
And we got two guests. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Who are you?
Not too shabby.
Oh, we got Olivia Harris and May Ban.
What's up?
I'm Olivia.
I'm May.
Are Amazon drones AI, or are those controlled by humans? I actually have no idea.
I don't know what an Amazon drone is. It's so probably
the drones come and like drop off the box at your house.
I think it's
controlled. Is that how packages work?
Sometimes. It depends
on
where you are.
Developer.
It's like in California.
Is it like for fancy stuff? So they're like, what are those storks? Snorks?
What is a snork?
A stork. Yeah.
Stork.
What's
stork?
A stork? Like carry, it's yeah, like a it's, bird that they like
carry the baby.
Yes.
Yeah, but instead of carrying the baby, it's carrying your iPhone X.
But people are kind of stupid, so I'm pretty sure someone would do that just to make money off of it.
But if someone's stupid, how are they going to make artificial intelligence?
Okay, well,
well they just want to make money.
You can be smart, but also have like really dumb intentions.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know. I was going to like name a villain, but I couldn't think of one. Voldemort.
But
I don't know like what that has to do with anything, but he's had bad intentions.
He's not that particularly smart, though.
You know, yeah,
I mean, he split his soul into seven parts.
That's pretty smart.
And the seventh part was a human.
But you can do that
accidentally.
With, like,
true.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Well, you could do that. Like, I think any wizard could do that.
All right, guys. This has been The Breaking Point. Catch us here every Thursday morning from 6 to 7:30, and catch the other shows, Everything But the Kitchen Sink, from 4:30 to 6.
Radio Radar on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6.
Yep.
And follow us on Twitter at BP Radio Show.
Only on 91.3.